WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Fran, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer... Sir Rocket,
my little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you are on Twitch, if you have Twitch Prime, and you happen to have a sub that is available, well, hit that purple button up above the screen, and, you know, feel free to use it here, or if you prefer to use it elsewhere, you can do that too, but we'd really like it to use it here. But, you know, anyway, I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that this month is Subtember?
What?
Yeah. Which means if you would like to subscribe to this channel, subs are 50% off this month. Going to cost you $2.50 a sub to this channel. Yeah, yeet dab.
Yeah, yeet dab.
Or if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. It's a thing.
You could totally do it, though. I mean, just sub here for a month for $2.50. I mean, you know.
And we get the full purse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the saying. Support the channel. Rock had a big expense a while ago. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about tonight. For those of you wondering, yes, we are going to be talking about
the thing. We're going to talk about
that happened this week.
The thing.
Plus, you know, I actually
have
thought about being respectful, and then the internet showed up and did exactly what the internet does, and I was so very proud of them. And so we had to put it in the show.
Which means, because I know people love the segment, Tweet of the Week, you're getting two versions of it tonight.
Yeah, yeah. This took on a life of its own, and it's so big that you get two tweets of the week this week, because one of them is purely dedicated to Chris Jericho and what happened with Chris Jericho, just so everybody's aware. So we're going to be doing that after the news. In the first segment of the show, just so everybody's aware, but we wanted to get through the news before we, you know, completely and totally act like disrespectful jerks.
Well, tonight's the roast of Jericho.
Pretty much. And de facto AEW as well. So we're also doing SmackDown, NXT, and regular Tweet of the Week. All your favorites. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And this is a rather interesting news week. There's some fun things to be had in the news, especially concerning WWE. Because, well, everybody's favorite writer, at least our favorite writer, dude came up through NXT. He is beyond gifted in terms of what he does. Ryan Ward has left SmackDown. He's officially out on personal leave right now. He was the lead writer of SmackDown, and now Ed Koski has taken over for him. So I hope everything's all right with Ryan. He comes back because he is so, so good at what he does.
Ed Koski was the lead writer of Monday Night Raw. He's moving to SmackDown to work with Eric Bischoff to bring stability there. So there's that, which is very interesting.
Yeah, and just to, you know, make everybody aware, Jonathan Bakstrom, I hope I said his name right, I'm so sorry if I didn't, is taking over Monday Night Raw to work with Paul Heyman.
He was the one behind, he was working on 205 Live. He was like the head of 205 Live, the head writer. So now you understand why Maria Kanellis and Cedric kind of got a renewed push, because Jonathan was working with Heyman to sort of push
their boy. Mm-hmm. Their boy is running Raw, so that's why. So little shift in the writing staff there.
Yeah, just want to make a quick thing about it. There's a lot of stories coming out. The Wrap had something where one of the new writers was falling asleep, and in this first day, Michael Hayes found him. He was a Son of Anarchy's writer. That doesn't do well for him. Hopefully this sort of plays out okay for Ryan Ward. If he comes back, he will be on the home team, if that makes sense, where they don't go out on the road.
Yeah, he'll just stay up in Connecticut.
He'll stay up in Connecticut and work from there. So that's sort of what the story is behind him. Ed Koski's been with WWE for about 20 years, now moved from Raw to SmackDown to put the priority on stabilizing SmackDown in the weeks going forward.
Well, that'll be good. I mean, that will certainly help. And it never hurts to get a fresh perspective on something. You know, so Koski going over to SmackDown, Bakstrom taking over Raw. I mean, and I'm sure Ryan Ward probably needed a break, because he's been, like, nonstop for several years now.
It's the road dog effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, in any environment like that that's creative, and we've said this, like, time and time again on this show, just because I know from personal experience, because it's what I do every day, not on this level at all, but something very similar, you hit burnout, and you hit burnout really, really, really hard when you have to create things every day, you know, on demand pretty much. It's not even they get to like sit and chill, you know, for a week and then they write the show. It's they've been for months now rewriting Raw at the very least, if not SmackDown.
SmackDown's got more rewrites night of than Raw has lately.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. And that's extremely hard on people, not just Ryan Ward, because he was the lead writer, but everybody, the entire staff, which is why you see a really high turnover in the writing staff, because people just can't do that for long periods of time. It's like, it's just extremely taxing.
It takes its toll on people.
So, you know, I hope he gets the rest that he needs and he can come back. And if he doesn't come back, that's fine too. I wish him luck in whatever he decides to do. Because didn't he just get married, too?
I think. I'm not sure. Some people were disputing it on the internet today, so we'll see.
So, yeah. So, whatever's going on with Ryan Ward, I hope it works out, and it works out for the best, and everything's okay. Because he seems like an awesome person. I don't know him, never met him, but he seems nice. So, best of luck to him. There's also rumors swirling around Casey Catanzaro, that apparently she has requested her release from WWE due to medical reasons. She's having back issues. But there is no confirmation on that rumor.
WWE is trying to talk her into staying, but we'll see if that happens. But yeah, it appears she is on her way out the door, which sucks because she's picked up this business really well.
She's really good with it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she could still stick around because she's dating Ricochet, so she's not going to go far.
Yeah, she'll be around. She's not going anywhere, but she might be out of the company for now. We'll see.
We'll see. So speaking of NXT, because that's where Casey was, for the first 2 weeks of NXT on USA, it's going to be a little weird because, well, Suits is doing its finale.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first hour of NXT, when it goes 2 hours, will be on USA, and the second hour will be on the WWE Network, and then after the first 2 weeks, we'll go right into NXT on USA full-time, which I kind of wonder why they just didn't, like, shift schedules slightly.
In what manner?
You push NXT back 2 weeks and launch it in 2 weeks after the Suits has had its finale.
You want to know why?
Because that's the week that Raw launches.
AEW.
Well, that
AEW starts on the 2nd, which would be the first week of October. WWE and USA are trying to get the word out about NXT on USA, and the time they're trying to own the 8 o'clock time slot before AEW shows up. So they're giving that. That's why they're going 2 weeks ahead.
That's fine. I'm just saying schedules.
I know. You can tell it's all last minute that they're trying to work it in. So, yeah. For NXT purposes, the second hour of the program will be immediately available on demand. You'll have to wait 24 hours for the first hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's awkward. That's super duper awkward.
It's just really awkward.
Yeah. Speaking of AEW.
Hold on. Before we go to that. Yeah, I know she's sort of tweeting like she's staying, but we'll find out for sure.
Anyway, yeah, like I said, it's a rumor that's going around. There's no confirmation one way or another what's going on with her, but there's speculation. And so it was worth mentioning. It's not saying it's 100% true or not, but she could stay, she could go. I mean, like I said, she's dating Ricochet, so that's a very strong reason for her to stay.
Yeah. Anyway, so AEW.
AEW. Oh, wait. So, first of all, remember how everybody, you know, we told you there were not going to be any more StarCasts for a while that were associated with AEW after the last one? Well,
you see what a hippie was. They lied to you, man, just like they have no association at all with AEW. What?
Well, I mean, they didn't lie, per se. This one's going to be a few months after the last one, so there's going to be time, but it is going to be associated with AEW, and it is going to be linked to the next pay-per-view, which is Full Gear.
Which has its main event announced.
Yeah.
Cody versus Jericho for the title, because his statistics said he deserves the title shot. Boy, I wonder who made up the statistics so he can win and stuff and to get that done. Anyway, also announced for the show is Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley.
Omega and Moxley will be good.
If it happens.
I mean, let's just hope Mox is healthy and Omega's healthy so we can finally get the match. I just have to make this comment, and I know I have no right to make the comment, but I feel like it's extremely self-serving that on the second pay-per-view for AEW, or the second major...
The first pay-per-view since the TV show has started.
There we go. That's it. That's got it. Anyway, my point is, I feel like it's extremely self-serving that Cody is being put into a title match this early in the proceedings for AEW. I mean, I understand that Vince has held the WWE title. I understand that Hunter has held the WWE title. I understand Jeff Jarrett held the Impact title. You know, I get that. At some point,
Isn't AEW supposed to be different than all the rest? But apparently...
I mean, for the love of God, Jeff Jarrett, I think, was the first. Nope. No, AJ Styles was the first.
Nope. R-Truth and then Ken Shamrock. Or Ken Shamrock and then R-Truth. Either way.
But that, Jarrett was...
He was like third or fourth.
Yeah. So, I mean, for Cody to be going for the title on the second title defense, I mean, good on him, because it's like, yes, he is the second one of the bigger names that they have on that show, so I get why they're doing it. But again, when you're the owner of the company, or you're one of the owners of the company, you're in the ELT, you're the public face of the company, all the things... Right to that company. You are fully invested in it. It just, to me, feels a little self-serving. Like, I'm not saying he could never hold the title, but in the second title defense, come on. You could have waited like 6 months, a year before you went there. Just saying. It also completely invalidates the match that Cody's going to have on TV.
Yeah.
When they
I think Jericho's supposed to defend the title for either first or second week. Yeah. It just sort of invalidates it all.
They could have kind of held that one back.
You announced Omega and Moxley. You didn't have to announce a title match right this soon.
Yeah.
You could have waited.
They're trying to sell tickets. Whatever.
But they should have no problem. They could just sell that anyway.
Anyway, well, one person that won't be joining them on TV is Kylie Rae. She has left AEW by her request, and they did release her. There's no reason given other than personal reasons, so best of luck to her as she moves forward in her career. And last but certainly not least, we'll get back to AEW in a second. Just a quick note about Batista. He is going to be in Gears of War 5 as a playable character. So
that's cool. That's really cool.
That's fun.
Like, he came out, put it out on Twitter. He's like, he's in the game. I was like, all right, cool. Never play the game, but hey, Gears 5 out tomorrow. If you have Xbox something or other, play it 4 days early.
Chicago, can you be a little bit more gentle with Football Husband? He's fragile.
Hey, they say no.
But look at him. He's upset. I mean, that's just... He literally, two guys. He was down, and then the other guy tried to take his face off. Like, what the hell?
So...
Oh, yeah, you're so cute with your little dance move. Yeah.
So anyway, that was news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Now, to get to the biggest story of the week.
You did not make a bumper, did you?
No, but I have this, okay. I have the audio to play in a minute.
All right. So the biggest story of the week, which has taken on a life of its own, and I'm going to try not to be a jerk about this, but I'm sorry. This is so funny, but it's not funny at the same time. So Chris Jericho won the title at All Out this past weekend, too much fanfare and celebration, which congratulations to him, by the way. And so he was going to Tallahassee on Tuesday.
Maybe Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, somewhere in there. And so he was traveling and, you know, he being the rock star that he is, took a limo from the airport and proceeded to go have dinner at Longhorn Steakhouse. And somewhere in the process of flying and getting in a car and going to a steakhouse, the AEW Heavyweight Championship, for lack of a better term, vanished.
It disappeared.
Without a trace.
So they called the Tallahassee police.
Police report was filed. Police were looking for it. AEW was fully cooperating. Longhorn Steakhouse was fully cooperating. Chris Jericho was. Everybody was fully cooperating because absolutely nobody was like, or everybody was like, not it. Right? Especially when the charge of theft got thrown down. Everybody's like, nope, not it. So, more details about the story slowly emerge, which was that while Jericho was at the steakhouse, eating, presumably, probably drinking too.
A little bit of bubbly.
Maybe he should lay off the bubbly for a while, just saying. He discovered...
Let me, I have the report. Should I read that?
No.
You good? Okay.
I know what I'm doing, just let me.
Okay.
Let me. Okay. So while Chris Jericho is eating, he has sent the limo driver back to the airport because, again, somewhere in transit, he has realized he has taken the wrong luggage from the airport. So he sends the limo driver back to the airport to get his correct luggage. And that's when the title was discovered missing, was when the driver came back with the correct luggage. And so this led to a multitude of questions on my part. The first one being, was he sober?
Clearly not. A little bit bubbly.
The second one was, did he leave it on the plane? Because, I mean, realistically, okay? Like, realistically, stuff happens. You know, he was flying commercial, so anything could have happened. It was probably because, you know, you're not hearing any details about it. So it's like, which bag was it in? Was it in his carry-on? Was it in his check luggage? Did somebody go through his check luggage, like, when it was sitting at the airport? Because, you know, the whole he took the wrong luggage thing and sent the limo back was just like, what? Wait, you did what? You sent a limo driver who doesn't know you from Adam back to get your luggage. You can't get back in the car and go back to the airport and get it yourself, number one, because you mistakenly walked out with somebody's luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, accidents happen, but goes back to question number one. It all goes back to question number one. So, AEW made the announcement. There was no statement from Tony Khan. There was no statement from Cody Rhodes, except, you know, that he prefers Outback Steakhouse, which was
we'll get there.
Well played.
Mm-hmm.
Very well played. I have to respect that. Well done. But there was a statement from Chris Jericho, which Rox is going to play.
Oh, yeah. The statement from Chris Jericho.
Something unfathomable has happened. Somebody has stolen the
AEW World Championship.
I will not have another match. I'm not going to have anything to do backstage, anything to do with this company until I get the
AEW World Championship
back in my hands.
Okay, I would also like to point out that he's sitting in a hot tub and drinking champagne while he's doing this. So this led to everybody thinking this is work. Right? Because this is just too outlandish and there's not enough detail here where it's like something feels really, really, really fishy about this, right? Like everybody's kind of going with me on this that you're just sitting there and you're like, okay, all right, you know, he lost the title or the title was stolen in quotations and somebody's going to turn up with it on TV on AEW in a couple weeks. Like that's the idea. And like everybody, every news source had to come out and say, no, this is real. This is legit. The title's missing. The title's gone. And the police have searched the limo. It's not in the car. They've searched the restaurant. It's not in the restaurant. I think they had searched the airport by that point. It wasn't at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't on the plane. Wasn't anywhere to be found. Which again, did it get left somewhere? Because in the process of getting on, you know, going to the airport, getting on the airplane, flying, getting off the airplane, getting in the car, going to the restaurant, anything could happen in a several hour stretch to that title. And again, Jericho's probably tired or he's drinking or whatever. And he could have forgotten it, right?
And then there's some interesting comments that came out today after they found the belt.
Yeah. So, update. Title has been found, everybody. Let us rejoice. The title has been found. Woo-hoo. It's fine. It's okay. What's really interesting about this is the guy that found the title.
Frank Price, 41-year-old.
Frank Price originally found it, didn't know what it was, and listed it on Craigslist Lost and Found, which again, good for him. And then he saw the police report, and he turned it into the police after he realized what it had. Or what he had in his possession. What's very interesting about all of this is where the title was found. It was found on the side of the road at the airport.
Yeah, in the middle of a turn lane.
So, and basically Frank kind of summed it up for everybody, where he was like, they probably put it on the trunk of the car. They forgot it was on the trunk of the car, and they took off with in the car, and the title fell off. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't chucked out the window or anything like that. Like, it was in its protective bag.
It was in
deal.
It was in a velvet bag. The dude was scalping, and he found it. And he didn't think of anything of it until that night. So, yeah.
Because I don't think he looked at it. Didn't he say he hadn't looked at it?
No, he picked up the bag and just Googled it and just thought it was a replica, put it up on Craigslist, and went about his business. And then saw everything about it. He then ran into a limo driver.
And the limo company paid him $200
mm-hmm.
for the title because they were actually going to try to claim the title on their insurance. Because I think they came out and gave the value of the title at $30,000.
Just under $30,000, yeah.
So they were going to try and claim it. And again, there has been no statement from AEW about this.
Other than
any of this.
Other than just retweeting the stories that the belt's been found and Jericho doing audio videos and yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, Jeff. But yeah, so it's a very weird story. I'm really, really happy that their title was found. It's okay. Everything's fine. If the title had not been found, they did have a spare. So it was all right. I don't mean to mock it. I don't mean to laugh at it, but it's almost laughable. It's really, really seriously almost laughable. And I'm not the only one that felt this. Rock wasn't the only one that felt this. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Tweet of the Week, Part 1.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb.
I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
And go.
Oh, you don't have any for this?
I'm looking. You go first, because I think you have more than I do.
J.A. Snowden getting hammered and losing your title in a classic wrestler behavior? 5.25 stars. Sean Snap. If Chris Jericho ate a Cracker Barrel like a company guy, this would have never happened. ProWrestling.net. It's 4:14 p.m. Central. Do you know where your title belt is? Cranky asshole. I got the AEW championship belt in the truck of my 73 Buick. Sean Sapp. Imagine being the doofus walking into a Tallahassee pawn shop trying to hawk the one-of-a-kind AEW title. J.A. Snowden. Especially when I will give you $1,000, no questions asked. The Great Bolo. For the first time ever, the King of Ring will receive a brand new title belt signifying him as the awesomely excellent wrestler. Y2R, respect me. In an inevitable unauthorized biography about WWE vs. AEW, there will now be a tiny footnote at the bottom of one of the pages that reads, Chris Jericho lost the AEW championship 3 days after winning it while eating a Longhorn Steakhouse in Tallahassee, Florida. Jake Barnett, Chris Jericho losing the AEW title belt might be the best Florida man story of 2019.
Oh my god, it is. I didn't even realize that. Crazy Florida man.
Mm-hmm. The AEW title belt. Terrified at the prospect of having to listen to a fucking Fozzy album, simply fled Chris Jericho's grasp by itself. The Hodge Father. Question, what do you call a belt with Chris Jericho attached to it? Answer, a waste of police time. Colette, Chris Jericho losing the AEW title, Longhorn Steakhouse, is the coolest thing to happen to a wrestling championship since Stan Hansen ran over the AWA title with his truck. Bacon, these were on the floor of my limo last night. Who takes a limo to Longhorn Steaks? Well, finders, keepers, and it's coupons to Longhorn Steakhouse. Brian Alvarez, yes, Chris Jericho's AEW title belt was really stolen. Arby's, hey, Chris Jericho, heard some Judas stole your championship belt. We've got plenty of cardboard. Want a new one? Kirk, as you mentioned, Cody Rhodes, I prefer Outback Steakhouse. Sam Roberts, I lost my wallet over the weekend. I've been reading wrestling Twitter, and I feel a lot better about it today. James McKenna, I've gotten totally wasted at Cheesecake Factory before and left my laptop there. So, feeling your pain, Jericho. And I think that's... No, wait. Future Dave Meltzer. The AEW title was found on the side of the road, much like John Wayne Bobbitt's...
Oh.
Those were mine.
I don't have any. It's been a busy 2 weeks for me there with work, so I figured he had a bunch. Right. But yeah.
Well, regular tweets after the break for her.
Yeah. My one tweet. Sorry, guys. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. Anyway, but yeah. The story, I hope it calms down after this. I hope they get everything worked out. And just to add to the strangeness of this story, because I didn't say it before we did the tweets, was when they found the title, the Tallahassee police put it out on Facebook, posing with the title. Then they deleted it because it was still an open investigation, and then like a couple hours later they put the post back up.
That was weird.
Like, this whole thing has just been so bizarre. But this leads to another question that you and I were talking about when we were prepping the show, which was, why is he traveling with the title?
I know it's tradition, but they don't have TV or appearances for another month.
I mean, I understand he won it. I understand that he wanted to travel with it, tradition, all of that. But maybe in future he doesn't. Nobody does. I mean...
We'll see.
We'll see. But I'm happy it's been found. That's the important thing. I'm very, very happy that it's been found. And it was a misunderstanding, which is the best outcome this possibly could have been. The fact that, you know... You have to know that limo driver was beyond frantic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beyond frantic, especially when the police got involved. And you know the limo company was freaking out. And you know the airlines were freaking out. And, like, everybody was freaking out about this. And it was like, again, everybody was holding their hands up going, not it. Which was the case. So the fact that this was just a misunderstanding, that the title just got misplaced, it fell out of the car or fell off the car probably or whatever, the fact that it was found and somebody gave it back, you know, this is all the best case scenario that could have happened. So very happy for everybody involved and that it is resolved. So I say we take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking NXT, SmackDown, and we're going to be doing regular Tweet of the Week. So you'll see me in the rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide... from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have your Amazon account linked to your Twitch account, well, that's Twitch Prime. And you know what? You can subscribe to this channel. It's Subtember, which means you get 50% off your sub, so you can sub right now all through the month of September for $2.50. So, you know, if you have that free sub, or if you want a sub, please feel free to use it here. We'd be very appreciative, but if not, we understand. But please, for the love of God, support the channel, because we'd love you to, and we love you. So anyway, we've done the news, all the news. Now we're going to do Tweet of the Week, part two.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
By the way, I would just like to say thank you and congratulations to all of social media for the handling of the Chris Jericho situation. I forgot to say that at the tail end of the last segment. I'm very proud of everybody involved in all of that shenanigans that happened, because the internet did exactly what we all wanted it to do, and is very much appreciated. So I know I need the Bears to get this in gear, because I picked them to win. So, you know, this is the only time you're ever going to hear me root for the Bears unless they're playing the Patriots. So if y'all could get it together, very much appreciate it. Also, Seth Rollins is probably watching, and we're all patiently sitting here watching his Twitter to see if he loves or hates football. Because yes, y'all, football is back.
I think that's where you should start, by the way.
Seth Rollins?
No, with what I just sent you.
Oh, Biggie Langston. I only watch Bears games to see WWE Rollins inevitably fire off that I hate football tweet.
He just tweeted
yes.
That. That was great.
That was perfect. Well done.
By the way, him and Becky are there on the field.
They are?
Yeah. Or they were on the field earlier, but they're at the game. Becky's first football game.
American football game.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's been to soccer before, but...
Yeah, but American football.
Everybody, look for the orange hair, because she probably doesn't have a hat on. So my one and only tweet this week...
Well, now you're second.
My second tweet, because it's been a very busy week at work, is Samoa Joe. Is it weird I'm less upset about trolling, but more upset about at how garbage most people are at it? Where's the nuance? The art. For context... 7 years ago, a man texted my phone by accident thinking I was his estranged Uncle Brian. I have been giving this dude bad life advice ever since.
I love Joe so much. That was great. Also, Packers can keep on winning. I have the Packers. I picked the Packers. That'd be great.
I mean, I would love for the Packers to win, except for the fact that my yacht or my ESPN thingy picked the Bears.
Yeah, but I picked the Packers, so Packers.
I mean, I want Football Husband to win. It'll make him happy if they win. But...
Seth is dead to Brent. Anyway, so that's all you got, right?
Brent, you have to get over this.
Brent, you better be home.
Yeah, you better be home.
Anyway.
And when I mean home, I mean you've gotten your food.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jessica Blevins. I just played rock, paper, scissors at a stoplight with kids on a bus. I'm going to be the cool mom one day. Dr. Lupo, did you win? Or did they shout the default dance at you afterwards?
Ben!
Chipotle, someone paid for my guac today. Proposal coming soon. Lupo, it was me. I look forward to your proposal. Don't tell Mrs. Dr. Lupo. She then tweeted with a shocked gif.
I feel like if Lupo would be married to more than one person, he would be.
Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss, told ya. Mainly about Bailey. Courage JD, super excited to be hosting special Gears 5 launch celebration stream live from downtown Los Angeles. I grew up on Gears. I host LANs in my house with all my friends in high school. Special guests, giveaways, and more. Whatever. His mother goes, I made tons of breaded chicken, cutlets, and pasta for those LANs. Miss those days. Dr. Lupo, that's nice. But what did you make for all of Jack's friends?
Oh, shit.
Courage, I laugh my ass off. I hate you. Brent, don't go yet. I have one thing. I need to read something for you. Maybe. Hopefully he's still there.
Brent!
Dirk Nowitzki came home from China to all these cameras at the airport. I thought to myself, man, I still got it. Turns out they were all there for Zeke. See, that was a positive Cowboys tweet.
Yeah, he signed.
Signed. Dr. Lupo, remember when Cloxy quit streaming well and that lasted 2 days and now he's back? Petridge Farm remembers. Drake Maverick, update. For those asking, last week when I brought home the 24/7 championship, upon our return, my wife was visited by her Auntie Flo. You can imagine my reaction. This explains my radio silence. Still yet to consummate my marriage. Marcus Stevenson. So y'all hype for Jericho vs. Hunter at Full Gear? And finally, this will get a rise out of one person in the chat and on this call. Bray Wyatt. Yo, Bray looks jacked. Pass it on.
The child was putting out thirst tweets. I believe during his segment on Raw, by the way.
Yeah, that was during the segment. Mm-hmm.
He's tweeting during his segment on Raw. Mm-hmm. Just so everybody's aware.
Yep, that's the thing.
Are we going to talk about how he hit on Eric Rowan, too?
You can.
Like, so basically Eric Rowan put out a creepy video, which I told all y'all when this whole Daniel Bryan business started. I told all y'all, and we're going to get into it when we talk about SmackDown, but I knew it. I knew it. I told all y'all. Nobody believed me. But yeah. So Eric Rowan puts this thing out, and Bray Wyatt goes, come home, baby boy. No. Bray. No. Uh-uh. You leave him alone. You leave him be. Don't be hitting on that now. Because he was flirting with Braun, too. Go get your favorite son. He's sitting at home. Doing nothing. He needs love. You go find Luke, and you deal with him first. You get the other two later. If we're gonna do this, do it right.
You good now?
Yes.
So that's three tweets you had then. SmackDown?
I didn't even need Twitter for the third one.
There you go. SmackDown?
Yes.
Welcome everyone to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
Yes, what Bray knows exactly what he is. The world's most obvious slut right there.
Go ahead.
Can we just start with Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan? Nope. Can we just start with that?
Nope. I'm going to get to a couple things out of the way really quick.
Aww.
Elias defeated Ali to advance to the semifinals of the King of the Ring tournament. Chad Gable surprised us all by beating Andrade and advancing in the King of the Ring to the King of the Ring semifinals. So it'll be Gable versus Elias next week.
In a really, really good match.
Alistair was tired of waiting for people to come knock on his door, so he fought Shelton Benjamin. He beat Shelton Benjamin.
Okay, I need to talk about this real quick. I do not need Alistair Black angrily and aggressively stripping on TV where he's being all growly like. I don't need that in my life. That man is married. Can we not? Okay? Can we not? Thank you. Go ahead.
Shinsuke beat some dude not named Andrew Howard.
Go Shinsuke!
Drake Maverick lost his 24/7 championship to Bo Dallas. He would then regain his 24/7 championship and then lose his 24/7 championship later to R-Truth.
Okay, so one, go Bo Dallas. Two, this cost us points.
Yeah, it kind of did. It kind of did. But it's okay. So, it's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay. Let's see, other quick matches really quick. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross lost to Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, probably setting them up to be challengers at Clash of Champions. Makes sense. They needed to take them down one notch to get challengers, so that worked.
And I'm fine with that. They can't win every match simply because you do, like you said, you need to create challenges for them. And if they beat everybody, well, there's no challengers. So, you know, I'm okay with them losing every once in a while. They don't need to lose all the time, but also Mandy and Sonya are a pretty good team. Even though I realized again for the upteenth time, because I actually watched Wrestling with the Sound on this week, that Mandy's entire gimmick is how good she is to bang.
Mandy.
Like, I had forgotten Mandy. About that. And then she came out, and then I was like, oh yeah, right.
Randy Orton called out Kofi Kingston. He talked about the sweet sound of Kofi Kingston's head bouncing off the floor repeatedly, but he called him out. But before he could come out, the Revival had him, and they did a 3-on-1 beatdown on Kofi Kingston.
This was good. This was really good. I like it when they write Randy as a more psychological individual than him just being a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's the general demeanor of Randy Orton, I like it when they kind of take him back to when he was the Legend Killer and in Legacy, and he was using his brain and that kind of thing, because it shows him in a much better light. And the fact that Randy is just toying with Kofi And he said it where it's like, I've set you up every time with Woods, with E, this entire time that you and I have been going back and forth, and every time you fall for it. And SmackDown was no exception. Kofi rose to the occasion and fell for it. Now, Kofi did get a little offense in, but ultimately he did get beat down by the Revival and Randy Orton. And also, Randy in a stable works so much better.
Bayley came out. She talked about how Sasha's her best friend. Nothing has changed. She said she's trying to be the champion of the division needs and to lift people up. She said that she gives with her whole heart. There, we have some boos for Bayley. Bayley said she's trying to make the fans feel the way she felt when she was a fan as a kid. She's a hero. She's a role model. She's not showing. You don't turn your back on your friends. You stay loyal. She said doing everything she can to put SmackDown on the map and give the brand the type of champion who gets the same recognition as a Becky Lynch. She also said at Clash of Champions she will beat the most selfish person on the roster, Charlotte Flair. Charlotte came out. She was like, I'm selfish? You damn right I'm the queen of selfishness. And then you can say a lot about her, but what you see is what you get. She says there's no confusion or blindsiding or hugging. Charlotte told Bayley to hug her title tight. Sasha then came out. Flair then went right after Bayley. She put the first attack on her. Sasha got in the ring. She got the edge on Charlotte. There was a 2-on-1 attack on Charlotte Flair. And the girls handed the chair back and forth, wailing on Charlotte. I find it was like, yeah, all right, I'm done with it. Here you go. All right, cool, I'm done. Cool. I love that part of it.
I like that this was, number one, a really good way to follow up what happened on Raw. Where it's not that I hate the fans type of turn, it's that she's doing her kind of turn. Where it's like, I'm done trying to be one thing, I'm going to be what I really want to be.
But she's still being loyal.
But she's still being loyal. This is the right way to do this. This is a good way to do this. And Bayley has been overshadowed by Charlotte, by Becky, and by Sasha. Like, out of all four of them, Bayley kind of got the least amount of attention when she arrived. And she had kind of the roughest ride aside from Becky. Because it's like Charlotte got pushed to the moon when she came up to the main roster. Sasha got pushed to the moon when she came up to the main roster. She had a little rough patch there for a while, but now it seems like she's back on track. Bayley kind of came up and just went, you know, and then Becky got lost in the shuffle. So now Bayley's getting her due, and she's out to prove something, which is always the best Bayley. And it's against Charlotte, which between Sasha and Charlotte, Charlotte's almost a little bit stronger when you're doing Bayley like this, because it makes her a little bit still of an underdog because of just Charlotte's size and ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I like how they did all of this. I like how they kind of told that story, and they're keeping Bayley true to Bayley. And the two of them passing the chair back and forth was amazing. I also want to just say, I'm not sure what's going on with Charlotte's makeup, but I feel like the palette that they're using for her is not doing her any favors. I know that's a weird statement to make, but like, they've changed her makeup again, and this whatever they're doing with this is not helping her. Also, the clothes, while they're very nice, I don't feel like are helping her either. I don't feel like they compliment her, because it almost looks like she's not truly comfortable in them.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, it's the female, it's the 2019 version of the suit. Like, the top person coming out in their suit and tie, like they did back in the day. You've got the blazer with the nice top, the jeans and the heels. You're kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlotte just doesn't look 100% comfortable in what she's wearing.
Whit made a point. She's probably getting too tanned for them to keep up. Yeah, and she's been on vacation with Andrade, so that would probably be part of it.
Yeah, that would be it too. I would 100% agree with that. Also, her blazer did not fit. I think that was the main thing, was the blazer was too small.
So then we have Eric Rowan. Go.
All right, so again, I said it in Tweet of the Week, I'm going to say it again. When this whole thing with Daniel Bryan started, and they made him the giant redwood, Eric Rowan, I asked the question, where the hell did the batshit crazy Eric Rowan go? Did he get therapy? Did Daniel Bryan help him in any way? Like, what happened to the dude that a few months ago was running around in a jumpsuit, hauling bodies around in a sheet mask? Where did that man go? Because he was all friendly and eco-conscious and recycling and save the planet. And he's with Daniel Bryan. And Tuesday night, we found out exactly what happened to Batshit Crazy Eric Rowan. It's all still there. It's all still there. So Daniel Bryan was going to demand an apology from Roman Reigns because Daniel Bryan was like, I wasn't behind Rowan attacking you. Like, I didn't tell him to do that. And there was an exchange between Daniel and Roman. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
None of that matters.
None of that matters. Because Eric Rowan comes out and he's like, I did it on my own.
First he attacked Roman.
And then he looked at Daniel and he said, nobody told me to do it. I did it on my own. All me.
You think Daniel did this? The joke is on you.
And I love this because for like a hot minute when they broke Eric Rowan out of the Wyatt family, they gave him a brain for like a hot minute. And then it went away because they put him back in the family.
Mm-hmm. He was a fitner.
So he has a brain again, y'all. He has a brain again. And I'm so excited because basically what it boils down to is Eric Rowan is still crazy.
He's nobody's puppet.
He's nobody's puppet. He's doing this all on his own now. He attacked Roman Reigns. He attacked Daniel Bryan and put him through a table.
Before that, he was challenging Daniel Bryan to slap him now. Come on, come and slap me. Come and slap me like you did last week. Slap me. Slap me. Slap me.
I'm just saying Luke Harper slaps better.
Oh.
A little bit harder, you know.
Oh.
Anyway, and we all knew Eric was just a tad kinky. But anyway, yeah, so Eric and Daniel sort of have the falling out. And Eric puts Daniel face first through a table and stands tall at the end of SmackDown.
Yep.
And what this has led to is Eric and Roman fighting at Clash of Champions instead of Roman and Daniel. I really love the hell out of this. I love it when they're going to do something with Eric Rowan beyond making him someone's lackey.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going back to depths that he had previously. They're tapping into things. I feel like this is going to either be really, really good for him or really, really bad. And if they continue to do it the way that they're doing it, I feel like this is going to be good. Now, does he need to go back to wearing the sheet mask and wearing the jumpsuit? No, he doesn't need to do that. But I like that the crazy is there. Because that was the one thing that really genuinely bothered me about the character pretty much the entire time, was that it's like for 5 years, he has followed Bray Wyatt around in some variety, doing all sorts of evil, awful things to people. And then he's just comes out trolling around with Daniel Bryan after a few months. Like, yep, I'm cool. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm for the planet now. Like, okay. All right. This is weird. So they've brought him back more towards who he was, which I like.
NXT?
So,
NXT?
That was SmackDown. So yeah. NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Wait, he is big and scary without the outfit. Let's not even pretend. So NXT. NXT was lit.
In more ways than one. Velveteen Dream defeated Kona Reeves. Roderick Strong showed up on the Tron. He talked about how Dream wanted him to do something. He wanted, you know, get his attention. And Dream's couch was set on fire. Oh no.
He cleaned it first.
The sex couch is now burnt to crisp.
The casting couch is gone, y'all. F's in chat, pay respects.
Oh, one other thing about SmackDown. Undertaker's there next week.
I'm traveling. I'm gonna miss him.
Anyway. Bianca Belair, Tanara Conti, solid match. Bianca got the win.
Yeah, that was enjoyable. I really liked that.
It was announced that it would be Mia Yim, Bianca Belair, and Io Shirai in a number one contenders match for the NXT Women's Championship on the debut on USA Network.
Speaking of Io Shirai, she kind of beat up Candice LeRae with a kendo stick in the parking lot.
Yeah, she did.
Like a boss.
Yeah, she did. Oh, God. And then for the main event, this was the opening contest. You Chase Parker and Matt Martell, apparently they're big in Canada, taking on Breezango, Tyler and Fandango, our new stripper cops.
Okay, so the newly reimagined Breezango, Number one, get it right. They've always kind of been stripper cops. I mean, I think Fandango just secretly wants to just get on a pole and give everybody a lap dance, but they won't let him because it's PG. Like, the fact that Fandango is just purely there for women and men to enjoy is a treat, and I thank him for that. And the fact that he does it knowingly is just even better. Like, he's just like, yep, this is all I'm here for, I'm cool with it, you know. And he's gonna wrestle, and he's very good at wrestling, but he's like, I know I'm hot, and I'm gonna show you I'm hot, here we go, thank you, appreciate that. I liked the new music. The entrance was a little awkward with Fandango shaking his ass above Tyler Breeze's head, I'm not gonna lie. But, like, the music was fine. It was just a remix.
I like the music. It was just, oh, hey, look, the strippers have arrived.
Basically.
Breezango got the win.
I think it's like the music is like a riff on Law and Order. But what was weird was the opponents came out with their hands up. I was like, what? Why are you doing that? No. There was hugging. It was very strange. Very, very strange. They were big in Canada, though. But yeah, very solid contest. Breezango picks up the win. And as long as Breezango picks up a win, I'm happy.
Cameron Grimes, go.
Can he not repeat everything 50 times, please? Thank you. Like, I was sitting there listening to it / watching it, and he just kept going, like, over and over and over and over. It's like, please stop.
I'm
going to
be the champion. Cameron Grimes is going to be the champion. Cameron Grimes is going to be a champion. Cameron Grimes is going to be a champion.
Yeah. No.
And then in your main event, Adam Cole, Jordan Miles for the NXT title. Good match. So Adam Cole, baby, get the win.
This is a really, really good match. And it was a nice way to, you know, close out the show. I was a little surprised they didn't hold it for TakeOver, but
you got okay. Time. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our show.
That's NXT and that's our show. So yeah, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. With our 600th episode. That's a lot of episodes.
Y'all been on the air for a while.
Yeah. Almost a decade plus two. So yeah, we got some announcements to make. Segments returning. Catching up on a bunch of stuff. CB Radio 600. Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter. CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio previews Clash of Champions, 10 p.m. Eastern. There's no post-show on Monday night. Lindsay's traveling, so there's no post-show.
Sorry.
We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Clash of Champions, NXT, and one of the final SmackDown throwdowns. We're running out of them. Tune in to the Rack next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out all the Rack extras. We have another one probably coming here in the next week or two. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow and subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. It's also September where Tier 1 subscriptions are 50% off, which means it's only $2.50 to support this channel. So do the thing. You can also use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Football's back. Did you know that? Because now the football skins are back in the Fortnite item shop. So yeah, ye dab. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or in the Epic Game Store when you buy Borderlands and stuff. Boom.
You gotta hit it on the queue.
I was waiting for it. It's taken a while.
Yeah. So, he can't boom. But you know what? You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn Sward, LNSWRD. You can follow my Twitch channel. That's here too. Lynn Sward. All the good, happy stuff. You can also check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And, you know, again, once again, if you have a Twitch Prime, feel free to sub here. We are going to get the gang together. It is challenge night to do Fortnite with friends. Brent is on his way home. He's getting food, which means he will be here in probably 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a surprise for Brent.
We have a surprise for Brent whenever he gets here, but we're going to go get Omega. We're going to run around. We're going to play video games. We're going to have a good time. So everybody hang out, chill, go get something to drink, go get a snack, whatever you need to do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we're back, Fortnite with friends. But till then, You've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you in a few. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.